Creating doubt. It's one of Satan's tactics.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, just how is doubt one of Satan's best strategies?
Did you know that Satan is using the same method today as he did with Eve back in the garden? And you know this method is subtle, but it's very effective. He likes to create doubt concerning God's word. This is the tactic he used on Eve when he caused her to doubt what God said about eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he's been using this device ever since. You know why he uses this method? He knows that eventually doubt will lead to unbelief, and then sometimes a total rejection of God. I've heard lots of testimonies, Mark, from people over the years who rejected the Bible because they were caused to doubt its credibility, having been taught evolution and millions of years. Satan knows that if people doubt the book of Genesis, if they start questioning what God said at the beginning, this doubt will eventually lead someone to not believing the rest of the Bible. Christians need to be equipped with information they can use to defend the Christian faith and uphold the authority of God's word, especially against the teaching of evolutionary ideas that pervade our Western nations. This will help stem the tide of unbelief resulting from that doubt.
We'll equip you with Bible-defending information through a series of free booklets available on our website, AnswersRadio.com. One of them is Ken Ham's look at biblical history. It's AnswersRadio.com.